Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please. Got a bigger problem than I do.
Turns out, he was talking to you.
He was.
What'd he say to you?
He said, hey, that guy needs to lose a little weight. Everything's good. I love the guy.
Whether you love me or hate me, you gotta vote for me.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
There is a new culture of disrespect for law enforcement in this city that unfortunately is promoted and is championed by District Attorney Larry Krasner. And I am fed up with it.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Israel has now moved to block two Democratic members of Congress from visiting the country. This after President Trump urged Israel to do just that. We're talking about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar.
They are very anti-Jewish and they're very anti-Israel. I think it's disgraceful, the things they've said.
He wrote, Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel.
I don't know how my comments would be offensive to Jewish Americans.
This is a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The bad news here this Friday is that now an MBTA ferry has gone aground. The good news is the MBTA does not have an Air Force. That's the only good news I could come up with when it comes to mass transit in the Bay Area.
And who knew Dale Earnhardt Jr. was as good a pilot as he is a race car driver?
That's another question. Maybe Dale Earnhardt took the MBTA's first aircraft. Is that possible? That maybe they've.
I don't think they'd lend it to somebody with the number 88.
In the other news, they've issued the Hackorama has issued a preliminary report on the Registry of Motor Vehicles fiasco today, and I'm still going through that, but my eyes are glazing over. They finally dropped the name of one of the governor's dear friends, though, Mindy Darbaloff. She's been able to keep her name out before, but now Aaron Devaney has thrown her under the bus. We'll get into all this later on. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. It is a Friday afternoon. That means it is time for it's a good time for a ferry to go aground. It's a good time to drop a devastating public sector report. That's the way it goes. And I want to start off by talking about the rally last night. It was great. It was great. I couldn't, Grace and I couldn't get in, as we told you. We had to make a choice at 2:30 or so. We could have gone over and gone in to the arena, but there were no hard lines, so we would have had to rely on Wi-Fi. You get a few thousand people in, and there's only so much Wi-Fi bandwidth or whatever you call it. So we probably would have been down probably by 4:30, 5 o'clock, maybe even earlier. And then we would have been out of commission. So we decided to just broadcast from WFEA. They were great to us, our affiliate in Manchester. But afterwards, we just went home. We had a car and we listened to the rally in the car. And I got to say, it was great. It was a lot of fun. And then I wrote a new column, but He's so good, and I mean, he is such a consummate entertainer, and the Globe was wetting its collective pants a couple of days ago because the fake Indian had a rally up there, and it was packed to the gills. I think there were 700 people there. There were 12,000 people. There were even more people in that in the Southern New Hampshire University Arena, the SNHU Arena, last night than there were on Election Eve 2016. And someone is following the left wing memes more closely than I am. 860 says, they're saying that Trump is spreading fear about 401ks. I mean, he's stating the facts. You know, I said it in my column today. The facts are you have no choice but to vote for me. Do you want to live in the penthouse or the outhouse? Do you want your 401ks devastated and then taxed back to the Stone Age? Or do you want to be living large in your old age? But so this person, this texter says, Trump is spreading fear about 401ks. But they say, but the Democrats, a lot of them are saying that we only have 12 years left. Now it's under 11 and a half years. AOC said that more than 6 months ago. So, I mean, what does it matter if your 401ks are going into the toilet? And, you know, the thing is about global warming, too, we're going to get to this later on. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal today. Trump is thinking about buying Greenland. I think it's a hell of a deal. It'd be a hell of a deal. Look at Alaska. Alaska's worked out well. They called it Seward's Folly when it was picked up. Turned out well. But if you believe in global warming, I mean, I know 90% of Greenland is covered with ice, but, you know, with global warming, pretty soon it's going to be arable farmland. Think all the vineyards we can grow in Greenland. All the cattle farms, soybean operations. Yeah, this is great. Let's see. Mike, the Lyft driver. I didn't get in, but met a lot of people outside. Saw Trump's motorcade go by. Good time was had by all. Yeah, this is great. Yeah, the media are flipping. Here's another one. The media are flipping out that Trump told a fat guy to lose weight, yet support the fake Indian who committed ethnic fraud for personal financial gain. What's worse? I know. The thing is, how many times...
Let's vote for Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
You know, how many times has he been fat shamed over the years? Remember when his doctor came out, I think it was the Admiral, the first year he was there, and they kept asking him, well, is the president obese? And he said, no, he's coming in at 239. If he were 240, he would be obese, but he weighs 239 pounds. And they kept hectoring him. You thought that it was some kind of cross-examination in a murder trial going on with this guy.
When he started with the pencil neck Adam Schiff, it reminds me, and it's just sometimes we laugh, but, and I've said this before on the show, he's just disgusting to look at. He's obese. I wish we could put out that picture of him from behind playing tennis or playing golf.
That's MSNBC fake tough guy, Donnie Deutsch, putting on his New York accent, which he never used to put on until he decided to become a fake tough guy. Yeah. So, again, as I always say, Trump can't win. If he hadn't said, if he hadn't said anything, they would say, why isn't, you know, he's lost his fastball in Worcester in 2016. He went after the fat guy. Now this time he hasn't gone after the fat guy. But so... And then it's unfortunate that it turned out that it's like an NFL game, right? You know, a brawl breaks out and the referee doesn't see who threw the first punch. He just turns around and sees the guy responding to the punch, and that's the guy that gets the 15-yard penalty. And that's what happened. Trump turned around and he saw the fat guy trying to take the signs away from these guys, and he called him out on it. But the great thing is this is how much people like Trump, because he has saved their 401k. He has stopped America from descending into Venezuela-like status. So they're happy, even if he did call him out as a fat guy, basement-dwelling mama's boy loser. That was even better, wasn't it? You're going to go home now, and what's your mom going to say? The only way he could have made it more demeaning is if it said, when you go home to your basement, what's your mom going to say in the basement? Want to play that? Play the whole cut there? Taylor.
Turns out he was talking to you.
He was, because he didn't see me rip the signs away from those three people that were sitting near us, and they were trying to cause a ruckus, and they jumped up and they start yelling something. I don't even care what they were yelling, but it wasn't going to happen beside me because I'm trying to listen to my president. But I think he thought I was part of it, but I wasn't. I was the good part of it.
What'd he say to you?
He said, hey, that guy needs to lose a little weight.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please. Got a bigger problem than I do. Got a bigger problem than all of us. Now he goes home and his mom says, what the hell have you just done?
What was funny
is he's trying to give him a health tip. Damn it. How come he doesn't get any credit for that?
I was at home watching this and my wife's eyes just bulged out of her head and she's like, he's probably fatter than he is. And then he said, he's got a bigger problem than I do. And I just burst out laughing. I said, at least he can admit it.
No, this is I said in my column today, this is the new and improved Donald Trump. He can finally poke a fun at himself. You know, he's not pretending he doesn't have a problem. You know, in the old days, even maybe 5-6 years ago, I was a really great athlete in high school. You know, I was a first baseman, all state New York. I had scouts coming around in my senior year in high school. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Everybody did. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Listen, you're a pretty informed guy, and you're real educated, and that was a good term you used to describe Trump as being an entertainer, okay? I'm not an anti-Trump guy, but I'm a disabled American vet. And I always had a problem with how that situation he had with Trump University, and yeah. He paid a $25 million fine. That kind of got swept under the rug, and I could never understand that.
He's a businessman, John. I mean, the businessmen win and businessmen lose. That's the way it works. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. You show me a businessman that doesn't have a few losses on his permanent record, and I'll show you a businessman who's not done very well. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Cape Gunworks Range and Gun Shop. Looking for something to do this summer? Get to Cape Gunworks and check out their state-of-the-art gun range. Grace and I had a great time down there a couple of weeks ago. Cape Gunworks in Hyannis and at CapeGunworks.com. So I already gave you a hint what the poll question was. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the U.S. buy Greenland?
Yeah, I think it would be a good deal.
56% say yes.
Yeah. So you could imagine that what's going to be going on at MSNBC and CNN tonight. What a waste of money. You know what? Because they're not going to get down to the fourth paragraph of the story. Harry Truman, a Democrat, tried to buy Greenland after World War II from Denmark. But again, they're not going to get down that far. So with us now in the studio is we've got a great deal here today. We have got a really good contest. This is Mark from Southern Airways. And it's a new operation, only 7 weeks old. It's just opened this summer. They fly to Nantucket out of Norwood, Providence, and New Haven. And the mailroom manager and I went to the Mike Pence time on Nantucket last Saturday, and it was fantastic. It was such a fun flight. We go into Norwood. We just park like we're going into a strip mall. We just walk right to the airport. There's no security. There's no charge to park. We just walk right in, and we're on the plane in like 10 minutes. And we fly low, and there's only 10 people on the plane. We fly low over the Cranberry Bogs, over the canal, over the bridges, go right over over the water. Then we go on the side, and we see Martha's Vineyard, and then we come into Nantucket. It was a beautiful, it was like a tourist trip. Mark, it's fantastic.
No, people love it. We are the new kids in town. Southern's been in business for 6 years. But this is our first foray into New England, and so far, so good.
And so what do you? We got an offer here for people today.
Well, we want folks to try it, so we are going to give away two tickets from any of our New England cities—New Haven, Providence, or Boston Norwood. Unrestricted travel on us for you and a friend. So two folks.
Two folks round trip to Nantucket. This is a good deal. I mean, even if even if you're just going down for the day like we did, I mean, it's just great.
Yep, you can do a day trip or an overnight or whatever.
And it's just good. And so you guys are open. You're open this right now, June 13th to October 14th, but you're thinking about extending the season?
Yeah, a lot of our customers are both from Nantucket, and they are looking for an alternative to get over to the mainland. And they're doing that 12 months a year. So they very much want an alternative to Logan, especially with everything that's going on there and how horrific the traffic is getting in and out of there.
Right, exactly. So, okay, so first of all, before we do the contest, how do people check out your services?
Well, you can read all about us at iflysouthern.com. That's iflysouthern.com. We have a call center. If you prefer to call rather than get on the website, our folks are very happy to explain how we work. Our New England service is a little bit different because we do fly from private terminals. So you don't have to deal with any of the, you know.
TSA.
Yep. Or even the long walks from parking lots. Plus, right. The parking is free.
Yeah.
So that's a huge
you go
benefit.
To Florida, you go to Florida out of Logan, and then you come back on Tuesday morning, and you owe $150.
Right.
There's none of that nonsense here.
Well, plus the traffic, like today heading over here, it's already gridlocked, heading down to the Cape. Yeah.
It's summer.
You fly over all of that. It's a 25-minute flight. You know,
and it's beautiful on a clear day like today. I mean, it's just you can't ask for anything more in terms of scenery.
Yeah, and like I said, we're really hopeful that we're going to be able to expand on this initial routes. The planes are brand new. Actually, the first day that I flew there, the plane had less than 20 hours time on it. It smells like a new BMW on board. Very nice plane.
Seats 10 people, right?
Yep, 9.
What a perfect day to be advertising because the ferry ran aground.
Well, that's a tea ferry as opposed
still.
To a, you know, but yeah, you're right.
You're taking certain precautions.
another thing that folks like about us, we fly with two pilots,
which
is just an extra degree of safety. And people like that.
We got 1 minute. So what's the contest again to win the round trip tickets on iflysouthern.com, Southern Airways? You got to answer, be the first one to answer this. On the text to 63566, 63566. You want to give it, Mark, the question?
The question is, which famous television personality
host of a children's show?
Another clue. Had a relative on Nantucket. And he also lived on Nantucket.
Yes, that should be very easy to figure out. We're going to have a winner in about 10 seconds, and someone's going to get a pair of free tickets to Nantucket and back. Go to iflysouthern.com, iflysouthern.com. Who was the – there we go. We got a winner. 860 wins. Didn't take long, did it, Mark? Mr. Rogers.
That was easy.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. It's a sunny day on Nantucket. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
He thought I was part of it, but I wasn't. I was the good part of it.
What'd he say to you?
He said, hey, that guy needs to lose a little weight.
Everything's good.
I love the guy. He's the best thing that ever happened in this country.
The guy's name is Frank Dawson. He's the one that was at the rally last night. And it was a great event. 844-500-4242. And if you didn't win this time, we had a lot of people texting in just a second or two late. It's Mr. Rogers. And if you didn't win the free pair of round-trip tickets to Nantucket out of either Norwood, Providence, or New Haven on Southern Airways Express, you got another chance next Friday and the next Friday after that, which I guess is the Friday before Labor Day. So we're going to do be giving away a pair of tickets, round trip tickets to Nantucket for the next two Fridays as well. So be sure to be listening. We'll have a Nantucket trivia question for you. And check out iflysouthern.com. It's really nice and it beats the hell out of the ferry. Again, you don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about running aground. You don't have to worry about seagulls. Yeah, there's so many things you don't have to worry about when you're on that plane. 844-500-4242, and thanks to Mark for coming in and giving away the tickets. It's good. All right, so we want to talk. If you were at the rally last night, or if you saw it on TV, we want to get your reactions. It was a lot of fun, and we enjoyed it. And again, his whole point is, you know, you got no choice but to vote for me. You know, it's like 1916, as I said in my column. You know, Woodrow Wilson, he kept us out of war. Well, you know, Trump, not for long. I understand that. I understand it was a jive slogan. But in Trump's case, he kept us out of the poorhouse. He kept us out of Venezuela. He kept the Democrats' hands out of your pockets. And, you know, they are coming after your 401k. I mean, he was, you know, there's a difference between scaring someone and giving them a legitimate warning. You know, do you remember when Jesse Jackson said there needed to be some social justice in 401ks? I remember that, thinking to myself, how many months is it until I turn 59 and a half and I can withdraw all of my money from my 401k, just in case Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and the rest of them get their hands on my 401k that I've been paying into all these years? You know, you've got to be concerned about what the Democrats are going to do. These are not your father's or your grandfather's Democrats. These people are, as Trump said, socialist. He used the C word, communist, too. That's what it boils down to. You know, we were driving back, and you know, at some points, you know, Fox cut out, and so we eventually just put it on the YouTube stream in the car. We had a driver, Grace and I. But for a while, Fox was out of it, so we were just trying to flip around the Magic Radio looking for another outlet. I stumbled across Bernie Sanders on MSNBC. And you should have heard him. We're going to give health care to 87 million more people, including illegal aliens. Medicare for all. Going to be much cheaper. We're going to cut the pay to the doctors and the hospitals. It's going to be better health care with 87 million people, deadbeats who don't have any health insurance, going to be on there for free, but we're going to cut the costs. It's going to be a real boom for the economy. Thinking to myself, you know, where's the bunco squad when you need them? If this guy was selling an IPO, the SEC would be all over, not the SEC, not for civil violations. This would be a criminal offense. This guy's worse than Bernie Madoff.
It was Tuesday, July 28th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working a day watch at a bunco detail.
We got a call. It was a guy with a Brooklyn accent on MSNBC. He was trying to sell the American people a pig and a poke. My name's Friday. I was working with Officer Romero. The boss is Chief of Detectives Thad Brown. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe. Hi, Howie. Chocolate ice cream, chocolate fudge. You're right. If I may, Bernie Sanders, I love him. Free health care, free education, free everything. And would he be so kind as to eliminate my credit card debt?
Yeah, I know. How about, Joe, I have a mortgage on my house. You know, why is my mortgage any less unworthy of being eliminated than somebody's student loans, right? Shouldn't all debt be eliminated across the board? Isn't that what equality is all about?
I certainly can't get an electric vehicle while I'm paying off my loans for this gasoline-powered guzzler.
I know. I think it's unfair that, you know, you go into some Whole Foods parking lots and they have electric charging stations and they don't have free gasoline pumps. That seems like a discrimination to me as well. I want Bernie Sanders and the fake Indians and Kamala Harris's attorneys general, the Justice Department, to file some kind of lawsuits here. Thanks for the call, Joe.
I wouldn't want to gas up at a free gas station. They'd probably spike it with sugar or something.
There's another lawsuit. 508, the liberals will be going after our 401ks. It's already being labeled as a benefit of white privilege. They will tax it out of fairness. Yeah, exactly. Everything will be done as a measure of fairness. That's how everything will be justified. It's all about leveling the playing field. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
They're not going to tax the 401ks. They're just going to take them and give them to the 87 million. Hey, Howie, it was a pleasure having the president and you in 88 Gender Chester last night. Because we can't say Manchester anymore.
No, we can't.
And it was kind of nice not having to trip over attics and having some really decent people there. And one more thing, Howie, if I may, I'd like to say that people love the guy because he's not full of crap.
I know.
And all those other ones are.
I know.
He's full of crap.
I know. One reason I love the new slogan is because you're right. It's no BS. It's no crap. It's no, poll driven. You know, they didn't do any market testing for this slogan. Here, cut 13.
See, the bottom line is, I know you like me, and this room is a love fest, I know that, but you have no choice but to vote for me, because your 401ks, down the tubes, everything's going to be down the tubes. So, whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
So Trump is fear-mongering by speaking what is an incontrovertible truth. But AOC saying that the world is going to end in 12 years, that's not fear-mongering, okay? That's not scaring the bleep out of little kids. Let's hear the businessman story. This is his apocryphal story. This is his version of the composite girlfriend of Barack Obama, or T-bone of Cory Booker. Cut 16.
I had a businessman the other day, one of the most successful guys in the country. I've never liked him, never liked him. He never liked me, I never liked him. I see him in the White House. I said, what are you doing here? He said, I'm working to make sure you get elected. I said, you got to be kidding. You don't like me, I don't like you. What the hell is this all about? He said, that's right, we've had our differences. I haven't liked you. But to be honest with you, Mr. President, I have no choice. I said, you're right. You're right. First thing I've ever heard him say that I agreed with. He's got no choice. He got no choice.
It's not as catchy as Make America Great Again, but it is brutally honest and direct and true. 781 says, we got there at 7 a.m. yesterday, stood in line with some great people from Connecticut, Mass, and New Hampshire. It was so fun from beginning to end. Never had so much fun with people who were the most friendly, helpful, just plain amazing people who love our country and our president. I will be at the next one around here for sure. Here's another 207. In order to keep stable mental health, I go to the shooting range when I'm feeling stressed. Will Bernie and Co. give me free ammo? 978. H, I have a small business. My life is a constant struggle, but at least it's my struggle. Trump 2020. Maggie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maggie.
Hi, Howie. Thanks so much for having me on.
Sure.
So I was at the Trump rally last night, and I was just blown away by the energy in the room, especially among young voters who are so misrepresented by the media. You know, they say we're all socialists, we're all for AOC, but no, there are so many of us who love Trump, we love the American dream, and we love to support him. And I just really want to make that known.
Are you in school still, Maggie?
I am.
College or high school?
College.
What are your college classmates think of the president by and large?
Well, some of them are okay with him, but I don't really like to engage that much.
They're not that engaged. Let me play a cut for you, Maggie. I want you to respond to it. This is AOC.
Like all winning political phenomena, whether they're good or bad in your opinion, they rely on coalition building. So Trump relied on a coalition, and a core part of that coalition were racists.
Yeah.
Building a coalition with all sorts of other people that could be susceptible to racist views if they were blanketed and layered and made people feel good about it not being a racist thing.
Right.
And so there are a lot of people who support Trump that genuinely don't believe that they are racist. because we do not talk about or educate people on recognizing racism.
Mm-hmm.
And because we do not do that, it just allows itself to just, we get caught in this debate of, is something racist? And then a person uses their defensiveness and they say, well, it's not racist because I'm not racist and I believe this thing because it's economic in nature.
Right.
What's with licking her lips? But I must say I'm impressed that she knows that the plural of phenomenon is phenomena. I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years. So what do you make of that, Maggie?
Well, I just think that's crazy that she thinks that we're all racist. I would have a hard time finding a single Trump supporter who truly is a racist. And if anybody is a racist, it's the liberals who think that no person of color should be able to think for themselves and vote conservative.
I get the feeling that, AOC, like all the rest of them on her side of the aisle, they think anybody who disagrees with them is racist. Any differing point of view is racism. You know, that's their definition of racism. And they want to educate us. The education consists of telling us that anytime we disagree with them, we're racist. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I really need. Maggie, keep fighting the good fight. Thank you.
Thank you, Howie.
Bye-bye. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
You know, Iowa, every week that they campaign, our numbers go up. They're winning Iowa. We gave them ethanol, which is very important, a lot of things for Iowa. But every week we seem to be going up in Iowa because they're campaigning in Iowa. Wherever they go, our numbers go up. Somebody's going to have to explain that one to me someday, but we like it.
You know, it came out today, the story. You won't see it too many places. It's buried even in the Wall Street Journal. But the Dayton shooter was high on heroin, alcohol, and anti-anxiety drugs when he shot up the nightclub district in Dayton. And he was also a big, big supporter on social media of Elizabeth Warren. But, you know, Joe Scarborough's never one to let the facts get in the way of a good narrative. Cut 27.
I think there are a lot of people who are thinking, okay, well, if Elizabeth Warren gets in there and she's too liberal, well, we'll have Congress to balance her out, but at least she'll respect constitutional norms. At least she won't threaten the safety of members of the press. At least she won't inspire mass shootings.
Really? Joe, do you read the newspapers anymore? And how has Donald Trump threatened members of the press? Has he wiretapped anybody the way Obama did? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howie. You know, anybody that watched that last night, the rally there in Manchester, you know, you got to, by now, after this long with Trump in office, your choice is pretty much clear. You know what I'm saying? These people on the left, this collage of clowns on the left, I don't know how, to me, I just don't see a viable candidate out of any of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, 47% of the country's probably going to vote for whoever they nominate. You know, Peter, it's that's the scariest thing of all. I mean, there's always going to be from now on a narrow path to victory for a Republican in a national election until the country gets straightened out, if it ever does. But you're right. I mean, I don't see anybody I could ever vote for in that crew. I mean, you know, John Delaney is not bad, but he's going to be out. Hickenlooper is already out. He was a businessman. They hated him just for that alone, that he had met a payroll. It doesn't matter if he was a moonbat liberal. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking me. I was at the rally last night. I was about 20 feet to the left of Trump when he was there. I was by the gate.
Yeah.
And You know, in his defense, he didn't see the incident behind him when that he called the guy fat, you know, that he should lose weight. He didn't see what led up to it, so he never saw that that guy was actually grabbing the sign that was from the protester.
Right. Yeah, so, no, it's like I said, it's like you know, a football game. It seems like it's the referee always turns around and sees the second punch being thrown, not the first one. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
G'day, Howie. I'm calling from Australia. God bless you, mate. You're doing a fabulous job. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to President Obama for standing by there whilst China set up not one, not two, but seven military bases in the South China Sea, thus potentially taking over the whole region.
Yeah, you know, how come the Moonbats aren't concerned that China is building up these islands in the South China Sea, Richard? That can't be good for the environment and polar bears and seabirds and all the rest, can it?
Yes, well, that's quite right, Howie. It's a very interesting point.
And what about Hong Kong? I mean, I know Hong Kong is not, really a democracy per se, but it's certainly a lot more free than China. How come the Democrats aren't concerned that Hong Kong may be going down the tubes?
Well, Hong Kong's a very salutary reminder of what it would be like if our Chinese friends had more of a political reach around the world. I mean, it was Tiananmen Square with the tanks
right
on the protesters, and of course, you know, if
right. I mean, why do I get the feeling that a lot of the Democrat presidential candidates are rooting for China against the protesters at the Hong Kong airport? Thanks for the call, Richard. Keep listening. I'm Howie Carr. This is Howie.